prayers, intercessions, and thanksgiving be made for all men. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. St. Paul is urging us in the epistle to be about the business of prayer. That's what I'm going to talk about this morning. Very simply put, prayer is the acting out or enacting of our relationship with God. Whatever it is we might be doing during a time of prayer, it essentially involves giving God our attention and spending time with Him. Now, you know in the earthly sphere that no relationship begins, grows, or deepens without giving our friend time and attention so that we might receive the benefits and blessing of their life joined to ours. And it's the same in our affair with God. Daily, we give Him our time and attention. And if we are not doing that, our relationship with God will suffer. Instead, we are wrapped up in ourselves, and that is not a very safe place to be. So why might I, at times, allow my discipline of prayer to be put aside? And I want to offer you rationalizations that I give myself, and perhaps you will see yourself in them. Excuse number one: I am so busy. I have so much to do. Answer: if I am too busy for God, my Maker, Redeemer, and Friend, then quite frankly, I am too busy for anyone. And I probably am giving in to a Messiah complex, thinking that my presence in this life is absolutely critical, which means that I am probably trying to convince myself of my own worth, and I am trying to maintain control of my life. I'm afraid to give God a chance to speak to me because I might not like what He has to say. Excuse number two: I get so much satisfaction in serving God and His people. I'm an action person and I just want to get right to it. Answer: exactly who is being served here? Not God. Very often, not other people, but me. I want excitement in my life. I want pleasure from what I do. And I want to be admired. I love having projects, working through their details, producing results, achieving goals. But in putting these things before giving God my time and attention, the person that I'm serving is really myself. And at the root, I am self-centered. Excuse number three: I don't really get anything out of my time with God. I don't feel His presence, and I feel as if I'm talking into space. Answer: so what? At the root of this kind of thinking is what I call the soda machine approach to God. I pop my coins into a slot, and I expect God to act on the press of a button, giving me my desired flavor on demand. The discipline of prayer is not for us to get what we want from God, but rather to orient our souls to Him, to surrender our will to His. As the poet Dante says, in His will is our peace. And this cements our relationship with Him and prepares us to receive the blessings that he will give us in his own time and in his own way. And one of the things that God very often says to me in my prayers is, my daytimer is not your daytimer. Now, these are my excuses, and perhaps you will see yourself in them. And I have struggled to give God my time and attention all of my adult Christian life, and I probably will do until the day I die. But I've discovered where the problem lies, and it's not with God, but rather with me. I urge that supplications and prayers and intercessions and thanksgiving be made for all men, says St. Paul. Prayer lifts us out of ourselves. Prayer is the true ecstasy. The word ecstasy comes from true Greek words, ekstasis, which means standing outside of ourselves and lifting us into the very presence of God. Prayer changes both we ourselves and the world around us. And all the saints assure us that those who have learned to pray have learned the greatest secret to a happy and holy life. And I've learned something else. All prayer begins with, and will not happen without, our first becoming good prayers of the greatest prayer, which is the Eucharist, which is the Mass. To be proficient in private prayer is to take part week by week, enthusiastically, joyfully, in the prayer of the church, Sunday by Sunday. It's all here, isn't it? Praise, adoration, thanksgiving, contrition, supplication. What we do in here is the pattern for what we do in our own prayer life, in our own daily discipline of time which begins to us and God alone, where we wait upon our King. Somebody sent me an email some time ago, and I want to share it with you. It went like this. As you got up this morning, I watched you, hoping you would talk to me, even if it was just a few words, asking my opinion or thanking me for something good that happened in your day yesterday. But I noticed you were too busy trying to find the right outfit to put on for work. I waited again. When you ran around the house getting ready, I knew that there'd be a few moments for you to stop and say hello, but you were too busy. At one point, you had to wait 15 minutes with nothing to do but sit in a chair. Then I saw you spring to your feet. I thought you wanted to talk to me, but you ran to the phone to get the latest news. I watched you as you went to work, and I waited patiently all day long. With all your activities, I guess you were too busy to say anything to me. I noticed that before lunch, you looked around. Maybe you felt embarrassed to talk to me, which is why you wolfed down your food without pausing to give thanks. You glanced at three or four tables over, and you noticed some of your friends talking to me briefly before they ate, but you didn't. Okay, there was still more time in the day. When you went home, you had lots of things to do. After a few of them were done, you turned on the TV. I don't know whether you like TV or not, but you spend a lot of time in front of it, not really thinking about anything. I waited patiently again as you gazed at the screen and ate your meal, but again, you didn't talk to me. At bedtime, I guess you were too tired. After you said goodnight to your family, you plopped into bed and fell asleep in no time. That's okay, because you may not realize that I am always there for you. I've got more patience than you will ever know. I even want to teach you how to be patient with others as well. I love you so much that I wait every day for a nod, a prayer, or thought, or a thankful part of your heart. It is so very hard to have a one-sided conversation. Well, you're getting up again, and once more I will wait with love for you, hoping that today you will give me more time. Blessings, your friend, God. I urge that supplications and prayers and intercessions and thanksgiving be made for all men. Let us stand, and in the words of the Nicene Creed, affirm the faith that comes down to us from the apostles. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen.